قبل أمر الله إن الله بصير بالعباد. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله وأصحابه الطهوة لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المحيمن العظيم الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق الباري المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين عبد القاسم محمد
صلى الله عليه محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في العالمين ولعنة الله في كتاب المجيد وفرقان الحميد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن الشياطين ليوحون إلى أوليائهم يجادلوكم وإن أطعتموهم إنكم لمشركون. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
دوست who are friendly with Iblis, who are friendly with Shayateen. So usually they are getting messages from Iblis. As Allah says, verily Shayateen are inspiring and whispering to their friends. And what kind of messages are these messages? لَيُجَادِلُوكُمْ. The messages we are getting from Iblis or Shayateen, so they want, we should have quarrel with each other, we should have arguments, we should have fights. And whenever the Mu'mineen, they are fighting, they are having arguments and quarrel with each other, actually they are obedient to Iblis, they are not listening to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time. And Allah says, إِنَّكُمْ لَمُشْرِكُونَ. And these people are mushrik, because they left Allah, they chose Iblis, and they are obedient to Iblis. So this is our utmost duty, to control ourselves. And according to other hadith, there are four pillars of kufr. There are four pillars of kufr. The number one is the greediness. And number two is fear, when people are scary from different things, especially the worldly things. That scaredness, greediness. Number three, when people are hurting other believers, other people, other mankind. And number four, that is angerness. So these four things usually we all have. And when these four things are strong, it means we are going towards kufr. And when we are controlling these four things, we are not greedy, we are not hurting the people, we are not getting angry, and we are not scary from the worldly benefits in these things. So at that time, it means we are going towards Iman, or our Iman is getting perfect. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So this Iblis, he is not just one. He had made his army, he has his followers, and especially he has his ministers. We discussed 10 ministers already. who are heading different faculties and doing different kinds of jobs. And today, rest of them we will discuss. Number 11, the name of this minister is Akbaz. The duty of Akbaz is every day, you know, whenever a new creature or man or animal or even plants, so whenever a new living thing is being born, so that is usually from egg and sperm. So every day the duty of this Akbaz is to deliver 30 eggs and 10 in the east, 10 in the west, and 10 in the middle of the earth. And then every day from each egg, many, many shayateen are being born.
Allah.
From each egg. You know, usually in mankind, from one egg is one fetus. But sometimes there are twins, sometimes more than that. In Quran, Allah said, "You, when you are cultivating one grain of wheat, so sometime that one will change into 700, because from one seed, seven plants are coming, and every plant will bear 100 grains. So from one grain, 100 grains. So likewise, 30 eggs are being changed into many shayateen, and every day this production is carrying on. And that is the duty of this minister, Akbar, so that the number of shayateen should increase. As the number of human beings are increasing, likewise number of shayateen are also increasing. Number 12, that minister, that is Tamrih. This is hadith by Imam Jafar al-Sadiq. Imam Sadiq said, to deviate the people from right path, to weaken their iman, there is helper of Iblis, and name of that helper of Iblis is Tamri. And what is his duty? By the sunset, he is starting his job, and mainly by whispering. So usually the sins of night or the laziness of night. So some people are getting involved when, after sunset, when there is darkness. So in pubs and clubs and different places, they are getting involved in different sins. But those who are at their homes, so usually they are sleeping. Or maybe they are having different kinds of arguments at home. So going outside and committing sin, that is wrong. Sitting at home and having arguments, that is wrong. And sleeping whole night in the form of ghaflat, so that is wrong. So all these things are promoted by this minister of Iblis, and that is the Tamri. Number 13, that is Qadha. So a companion of Hazrat Ali alayhi salam, his name is Ibn
Qadha.
One day he asked about Qawsu Qaza, and usually we also use in Urdu as well. Qawsu Qaza. This is a rainbow. Whenever there is rain and there are different colors in the sky, so we call that Qawsu Qaza. So when this companion asked Amir al-Mumin about this Qawsu Qaza, so Imam al-Salam said, don't say Qaza, because Qaza is name of one of the minister of Iblis. Whenever you want to say, instead of saying Qawsu Qaza, you have to say Qawsu Ilah or Qawsu Rahman, because Qaza is name of a shaitan. Number 14, that minister, that is Zawwal. So Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said,
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
This is son of Iblis. Directly, this is son of Iblis. His name is Zawwal, and his duty is to motivate itching and passive sodomy and gayism. So that is inspired by this Zawwal. Number 15 and 16 when you study, these are ladies and both are daughters of Iblis. One is Laqis and other is Tartaba. Both of these daughters of Iblis, they are appointed upon ladies. Especially the adultery and the lesbianism in the ladies is promoted by these two ladies, Shayateen, and their name is Laqis and Tartaba. Salawat. Minister 17 and 18, one is Mutatabbin and other is Mudahab. Both of these ministers, they have ability to change their shapes, to change their body, to come in front of people in different shapes and different sizes, with different dresses. And what is the duty? With different shapes and different dresses, they are attracting the people towards sins and deviating them from the right path. Number 19, that minister Khunzab, his duty is to develop a barrier between namaz and namazi. Yani namaz aur namazi ke darmiyan ye hijab hail karta hai shaitan. Aur ye hijab kya hota hai ki insaan ki tawajjo nahi hoti phir namaz ki taraf aur khuda ki taraf. So Khunzab, this shaitan who is minister of Iblis, his duty is to develop barrier between the person who is praying and the salah, and then people are not having concentration in their prayers. When they are starting with Allahu Akbar and finish with salam, usually they are busy somewhere else. They are thinking about other things. So this is the duty of shaitan. So what is our duty? We should try to fail them. When they are appointing and working on us, we should try our best to pay maximum concentration in our prayers. And the last minister, his name is Miklas. And this minister is appointed for gambling. So the people who are busy in gambling, Kumar, so this minister is usually there. And when this minister or this shaitan is there, at that time while people are gambling, they are trying to win, some are getting defeated, and then this is the reason when they are getting or developing animosity, enmity against each other, and then ultimately they become enemy of each other. So these are different ministers and cabinet of Iblis who are working against us. The main thing is we must be more cautious and careful. While these shayateen, they are increasing in number, they are developing their skills, they are coming with different weapons towards us, we as a believer, we as a mu'mineen, this is our duty to be conscious, to have better defense against them, and that is only and only possible when we will try to become sincere servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without the help of Allah, without trust in Allah, without the help of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad alayhi salam, we cannot be successful. So we should try our best on one side to be true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be true follower of and obedient of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad alayhi salam. And the next thing is, whatever we are doing, we should try to be sincere and with maximum concentration and with sincerity of intention. We should try to improve the level of our action and amal, and inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us and He will protect us from all these shayateen. As we always, Whenever we are going to start anything, always we say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. So this is Allah who can provide us the shelter and protection against shayateen. So what we need, we should try to be more confident, we should have more trust, and we should try to be more loyal towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that His support and help, because we can't see these shayateen, but Allah can see. Allah knows what is coming from shayateen against mu'mineen. So in Quran it has been said, when people are reading Quran, at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is developing a barrier between shayateen and the believers. So Quran is one of the wasila to have successful fight against shayateen. So likewise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala developed many, many more barriers between shayateen and us. So shayateen cannot control prophets or aimatahar. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has developed barrier between aima and prophets and these shayateen. So likewise, when we will be sincere towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will obey Him and we will ask for His shelter, automatically He will provide us shelter, and inshallah we will be succeeded in our iman and perfection of iman. In the day of judgment, we will stand with the believers. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihat, wa tawassaw bil haqqi wa tawassaw bis sabr.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma lakal hamd badiyas samawati wal ard. والجلال والإكرام رب الأرباب وإله كل معبود وخالق كل مخلوق وارث كل شيء ليس كمثله شيء وهو بكل شيء محيط. أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد المتوحد الفرد المتفرد. وأنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الكريم المتكرم العظيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
محمد وعلى علي بن أبي طالب أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
وعلى الحسن والحسين سيد الشباب أهل الجنة.
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف القائم المنتظر المحدي.
اللهم صل على محمد.
اللهم عجل ظهورا إنهم يرونه بعيدا ونراه قريبا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم افتح لي أبواب توبتك ورحمتك ورزقك الواسع إني إليك من الراغبين. وأتمم لي إنعامك إنك خير المنعمين. اللهم اجعل بقية عمري في أداء فرض الجمعات والحج والعمرة ابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله
أوصيكم بتقوى الله ونطمي أمركم. Respected sisters and brothers, this beautiful advice of our first Imam is for all of us. Respect the time to respect life. And that respect is when we are able to manage our time, our duties, our responsibilities. And while we are conscious about our lifetime, at the same time we need to be pious. And one of sign of piety is iman. So the first step is Islam, the second step is Iman, and the next step is Taqwa. So today I would like to share a few hadiths about Mu'min, who is Mu'min and what are their virtues. Hadith is given by our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "Inna mu'mina himmatuhu fi salati wa siyam." Anyone who is believer, so he is very strong, he is very active in prayer and the fasting. So it means if any mu'min is not praying or not joining Namaz Jamaat or Jummah, so then he is not a true mu'min. Innal mu'mina himmatuhu fi salati wa siyam. وَالْمُنَافِقُ هِمَّتُهُ فِي الطَّعَامِ وَالشَّرَابِ كَالْبَحِيمَةِ So, the opposite word of a mu'min is munafiq. And what are the virtues of munafiq? Prophet says, فِي الطَّعَامِ وَالشَّرَابِ He is active in drinks, in drinking and eating things. كَالْبَحِيمَة Like animals. So as animals are eating and drinking for their life, for their desires, likewise munafiqeen are also busy over there. But the believers, the virtue of mu'min is, they are more active, they are more strong in salah and the fasting. The next hadith is also by Prophet. He said, Al-mu'minu yabda'u bis-salam. Anyone who is believer, always he is saying salam first. Wal munafiqu yaqul hatta yubda'u bi. While munafiq is waiting that other people should say salam to him. You know, this is very small thing. So instead we should wait someone else should say assalamu alaikum to us. We have to proceed, we have to say first, so that we should develop the character of mu'min as compared to adult, the character of munafiq, and munafiq is always waiting that other people should say assalamu alaikum and he should reply. The next hadith is also from the Prophet. He said, Al-mu'minu ya'kulu bi shahwati ahlihi. Anyone who is believer, he prefers the choice of food for his family. For example, I like one type of food, my family like other type of food. So who is believer? Who is preferring his family members, not his own choice? Al-mu'minu ya'kulu bi shahwati ahlihi. So the interest or the choice of food, a believer depends on the choice of food of the family members. Wal munafiqu ya'kulu ahluhu bi shahwati. While hypocrite or munafiq, he prefers his own choice as compared to the preference of his family members. From our sixth Imam, Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam. So he is sixth Imam and he also gave us six virtue of a believer. Sittatun la taqunu fil mu'min. These are six things which should not be in a believer. And what are those? Al-usr. The first thing, he should not be very strict. He should be polite. Wal-naqahu. And he should share good things. He should not be bekhair. Yani aisa shay jo kisi ke saath neki nahi kar sakta. Aisa na ho, balki wo har kisi ke saath neki kare. The first thing which should not believers should not have, women should not have, that is hardship or strictness. The second thing is wa naqahu. He should share the good things with each other and should help. Wal hasadu, and he should not be jealous. Wal lajajatu, and he should not be stubborn. I said this and I must do this. and there is no choice and there is no flexibility at all, so mu'min is not lajuj. Wal-qadhibu, mu'min is not liar. Wal-baghyu, mu'min is not oppressor or occupier. دوسروں کی چیزوں پر قبضہ کر لینا یا زبردستی چیزیں چھین لینا. So these are six things believers should not have in them, and that is وَالْعُسْرُ وَالْنَقَهُ وَالْحَسَدُ وَالْلَجَاجَةُ وَالْقَذِبُ وَالْبَغْيُ. And a beautiful hadith by our Prophet Hazrat Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, عَلِيٌ يَعْصُوبُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Ali is a leader of believers. And then, who is the leader of munafiqeen? وَالْمَالُ يَعْصُوبُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ. And the love of wealth or money, that is leader of munafiqeen. So now it is up to us what kind of leader we are going to select for ourselves. So definitely we will choose Hazrat Ali alayhi salam. Follower of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, and as he divorced three times the world and worldly things, so likewise his followers should also follow him. So inshallah we should try to develop these character of believers in us. And one of the example and the person who was really true follower of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, and he was killed by the enemies of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam on 7th March 16 years ago. I mean Dr. Shaheed Muhammad Ali Naqvi. When he was killed, he was just 43 years old. But the work he done for his nation, for believers, we cannot forget. And these virtues I told you, although he was consultant, medical consultant, but his life was very simple, his food was very simple. Most of the time he was working. He had not left worldly things. But one of the tree he cultivated, that was in the form of Imam Students Organization, and thousands and thousands good mu'mineen have been developed in the institution of Imam Students Organization. And he was also very active in Tariqa Jafariya and other national platforms. One comment that was from BBC Radio on his death, the commentator said, Muhammad Ali Naqvi was brain of Pakistani Shia. He left us, but his footsteps, his character is with us. As he sacrifices his time, his life, his skills to serve people, likewise, we have to follow him. And we have to follow Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. To serve ourselves, to serve our communities, to serve followers of Ahlul Bayt, extra the mankind. And inshallah, on Sunday, we have organized a community meeting. So all youth and elders and everyone, please try to participate in this meeting. And we have to plan how we can serve. Alhamdulillah, we all are active, we all are serving ourselves or our families. A little bit beyond our boundaries of our that specific family, we should go beyond those boundaries and try to serve the mankind and try to serve community and try to serve Muhammad Ali Muhammad alayhi wasalam. Allah and Muhammad Ali Muhammad alayhi wasalam, they have not sent us in this country, in this part of the world, just to earn money, just to earn and eat and drink and sleep. There was some reason behind that. And we should think about that, we should plan about that. And not only our local community, we should plan how beyond we can go to serve the mankind of the world. So the many, many believers and Mu'mineen and Muslimin are being killed these days. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect their lives, and those who are injured and wounded, give them quick recovery. And today again in Pakistan, in Nowshera, another bomb blast, and many people who are busy in prayer, they have been killed. The people in Bahrain are being killed. The eastern part of Saudi Arabia, for 15, 20 years, 10 years, people have been kidnapped by the government, and their wives and the children, they are waiting for their father, they are waiting for their husband. So they all need some supporter, some helper. If we can't do it, at least we should raise our voice to help them, give them some support. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the arrival of our 12th Imam, Imam al-Aman al-Aman. So that this word and these people should observe the government of justice, the government of peace and tranquility and welfare. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر.